I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Heightened tensions between China and the U.S. continued this week following tit-for-tat sanctions. China targeted three lawmakers and a diplomat last week following U.S. restrictions against Chinese officials. Isaac Six of Open Doors USA explains.
The concern here is that the rights across China are eroding. There's major human rights and religious freedom violations. A lot of the great ministry work being done in China could face some pretty serious challenges in the years ahead.
Believers in China already face significant difficulties. Things like sharing the gospel or meeting with fellow Christians are problematic, to say the least. But it's a risk they're more than willing to take.
There's just a vibrant love for the gospel, and the amount of commitment and the willingness to risk freedom in order to share the gospel is sort of unprecedented.
Pray your way through today's headlines. And thousands of languages around the world have no writing system. Wycliffe Associates works to provide oral translations of the gospel. President Bruce Smith says,
we've created tools that enable us to start the Bible translation process exactly where they are. Instead of requiring them to come to a different place or training them in orthography and handwriting and literacy and all of those kind of things that we're used to in languages that have a written system, we enable them to listen to an audio source in a language that they understand. And from that, they can then begin the drafting and the checking process to do the translation orally into their own language.
So let's be praying for this work and that all can receive the gospel in their own language. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. Would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.